it seems pretty obvious that the CIA or the U.S. government or both's fingerprints are really on this. And that doesn't delegitimize the fact that there are probably a few people in Iran who are unhappy about high prices, probably a few people in the U.S. unhappy about high prices. We're supposed to believe that because the price of eggs increased in Iran, that people all of a sudden woke up one morning in a very carefully coordinated way in multiple cities, decided to overthrow the government. Of course, that's what they told us in Syria. That then it was the bread prices. Bread prices went up. Everyone went to the streets and wanted to overthrow the government. That's the narrative that I try to pass, and I think it's a little bit hard to digest, particularly when, as you point out, Trump and, you know, at least Obama tried to be a little circumspect in 2009 when he tried to overthrow the Iranian government. But Trump is just out there, you know. Hey, people to the streets, this is great. Overthrow the government. We're with you, you know. And it's just so overt. But you have a CIA chief who is virulently anti-Iran. You have a president who, unfortunately, the one thing he's been consistent on of everything else hatred to Iran. So I think if you put these few pieces together in the puzzle, you see a pretty clear picture of another U.S. regime change. And they want to look everywhere else but internally. It's Iran's fault. It's other people's fault. It's not the military-industrial complex, which is playing us and destroying our economy. But, you know, no matter what happens, these protests, the one thing that's interesting is they're following such a familiar pattern. They all broke out simultaneously. That's pretty interesting. Everyone was upset about egg prices at the same time, I guess. They all woke up one morning and eggs were expensive. But the other thing is the rhetoric is the same. The U.S. is calling everyone peaceful protesters. So no matter what they do, they're viewed as peaceful protesters. There have been a few people killed, and at least from press reports, they've been breaking into police stations, breaking into military bases, trying to get guns, blowing up police cars. And those are the sorts of things that will get you killed in the U.S., actually a lot less. Defying police officers will get you killed in the U.S. So this isn't a particularly peaceful protest in that respect, but the result will be the U.S. has declared them peaceful, so no matter what they do, they'll be peaceful protesters, just like in Ukraine, peaceful protesters. And I think this is going to be used for a few things, as a pretext for more U.S. crackdown on Iran, more sanctions on Iran. It's a golden present for President Trump to tear up the nuclear deal, because he'll find some way to tie this into the nuclear deal, to tie that in, and try to pressure the Russian-Iranian relationship. So no matter what the case, the outcome of this, it certainly is a benefit. These protests are a benefit to Trump and Trump's anti-Iran policy.